WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
The main goal of the Advanced Leadership Initiative is to build a pipeline of African-American executive leadership within the region. As 90.5 WESA's Brian Cook reports, many of Pittsburgh's CEOs have developed an educational program geared towards lessening the achievement gap for those aspiring to reach the C-suite.
The Advanced Leadership Initiative, informally known as TALI, launched in 2018 and started making significant pathways for future corporate CEOs by grooming professionals to take the next step of leadership. Evan Frazier is Senior Vice President of Community Affairs for Highmark Health and TALI's founding director.
The vision is to invest in 20 to 25 high-potential African-Americans every year, and that will then help to build the pipeline that we see is needed.
In partnership with Carnegie Mellon University's Tepper School of Business, a group of cohorts go through the Executive Leadership Academy, a rigorous 7-month training program to help participants maximize their potential in the Pittsburgh marketplace.
They help to create a world-class executive education curriculum that weaves in 3 parts, management, leadership types of things with finance woven into it, along with how does diversity play itself out and helping giving people an understanding of how do you navigate, you know, implicit bias.
In addition to learning about successful upper management business practices, Frazier also says some tricks of the trade are woven into the training as well.
Each member of the cohort have their own executive coach. Each person will also receive their own executive mentor. If you don't have a sponsor, there's certain levels of management you're not getting into. You have to be sponsored into it. And so we recognize that.
When you get into corporate America, there are nuances that are necessary for individuals to recognize and to be aware of that help them to prepare for those C-suite positions.
Marcia Jones, Executive Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer of PNC and Executive Leadership Academy co-chair, says it's imperative for members of the cohort to receive preparation from CEOs themselves.
It is incumbent upon us as corporation to be able to create those kinds of opportunities for them.
She says retention of corporate leaders is key, and the initiative helps foster diverse relationships within the region. She points to the program's unique qualities.
There is not anything like it in the country, and yet we believe that there are a number of other cities that will probably imitate it because it is needed. And it can brand Pittsburgh as a very innovative type of city that many individuals would want to be able to come and become part of.
As the inaugural class of cohorts wraps up this July, participants will be receiving certifications from both TALI and CMU. But TALI founding co-chair and Randall Industries CEO Greg Spencer says the program is already paying dividends.
There were some that will be promoted. There's some that have been promoted already.
Spencer stresses that the program is geared toward diversifying the city and region's corporate sector, but is also about deepening TALI alums' roots in Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania.
One of the things that's important for us is to keep them in this region, and they will stay in this region if they see the opportunities. And so the key for us is to help identify opportunities in the region. We have to look at everything here as a community asset.
I'm Brian Cook, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories at WESA.FM/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.